Let me read that same verse from the Passion Translation, okay? I'm going to read both of them, the two of them together, 28 and 29. So let's each individually first evaluate his own attitude. And only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with wrong spirit, with a wrong spirit, will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body. You see what happened? You bring judgment upon yourself. What do you mean? Let me give it to you. Let me read this one, then I'm going to give it to you. Understand, in the two ways, it may refer to not recognizing, says two ways it may refer to. Not recognizing the bread of Christ's body given is a sacrifice. And not recognizing Christ's body on the earth. So you not recognize that Christ's body is the bread that was sacrificed for you to eat for your healing. And then not recognize the body of Christ on the earth, you got a bad attitude towards your brother, your sister. So you got to recognize both. Christ died for you. That's his body. Then you can't have no bad attitude towards me, and I can't have one towards you. Get behind your back and say something ugly about you. You can't do this and then come up and go, I'm going to eat the Lord's Supper and I'll be all right. No, you won't, because you didn't judge yourself. You didn't judge yourself. You should have said, I'm wrong, Lord, forgive me. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have had that kind of attitude. Are we communicating today?
Yes, sir.
He said, to properly discern the Lord's body, which were beaten and brutally for our healing, would mean we would, when we properly discern the Lord's body, which were beaten and brutally. I said brutally, beaten and brutal healed for our healing, which means we would, when we recognize and discern his body was beaten and brutal while healing, which would mean, now listen to this, not be weak or sick or prematurely die. Or die prematurely. I live out the full number of my days. I won't live them out sickly, and I won't be weak. But when we fail, y'all done took it down again. Put it back up there, because I'm not done. Let's see where we stop it. Yeah, go ahead with 31, 32. I think this is where we want to go. 29, where did we stop at? 29, yeah. Let's go with it. Now watch. Let's go to verse 30. I want to show you this, and we're going to do it. For what? This, what translation are you in? I want the King James. This insensitivity, but y'all changed on me like that. Okay, all right. I'm going to have to go to my Bible and read it then. That'll be all right. Amen. Program. All right, let's go to the King James. And let's go to the King. It's so important, I'm telling you. King James 11:30. All right. He said, for this cause many are what? Weak and sickly among you. And many sleep or die prematurely. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we'll not be judged. But when we are judged, now look what happened. You got to hear this now. But when we are judged, what happened? We're chastened of the Lord. The Lord will not let you continue on living that way. So he'll have to correct. If you won't judge yourself, he'll have to correct you. All right, let me give you an example. 2 Corinthians 5:5. Remember the man said that was committing adultery with his father, stepmother. That's what I'm looking for. He was committing adultery with his stepmother. What did the Lord say? Said, turn him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit might be saved. See, he's not going to let you continue on like this. If you won't judge it, he has to. Are you hearing me? And see, that's why when you got a bad attitude toward your brother and sister, and you just keep on, you're going to have to, you need to judge it. And not, so when you take the Lord's Supper, there it is. I got it. Or even before, you don't have to wait until you take it. But when you do take it, you can. So he said, because you're with me, and I don't have that kind of operation in my kingdom that people live with me and don't judge and correct themselves. If you're my son, I'm going to correct you. I don't let my children live any kind of way without correction. If you be without correction, you're a bastard and not a son. That's what he said. Because God corrects his children. Like you raise up children, that's the reason why people have a lot of bastards. Because they won't correct them. You got a child, that child don't know. That's why he or she have parents. So parents have to correct and train and teach them. God is the Father. He's not going to let you walk in his, live in his kingdom and just go on. He's going to judge you. If you won't judge it, he will. Whew, this is good, Lord. And you think you're getting away, and then you wonder why you couldn't get purged. We prayed. This is not all the time, but a majority of the time. We prayed and tried to get him healed, but we couldn't. The person wouldn't judge himself. Yeah, that attitude, something you don't see behind the scene. But God see everything. You can't hide anything from him. Come on now. But if you judge yourself, God won't have to judge you. And what you mean? I know I had the right attitude about that, and I'm going to stop that. I'm just using attitude, but it's whatever you're doing. You slipping around doing this. You need to judge. And you say you're in the family of the believer, you better judge yourself. Because if you don't, he will. Just like that young man that was going with his stepmother. And he wouldn't judge himself. God said, I'm going to judge him. And I'm going to turn his flesh over to Satan for destruction, that his spirit might be saved. He went home early. He went to be with the Lord early, but it sure beats going to hell. Huh? I promise you that. So where are we? Verse 32. But when we are what? Judged, we are chastened, corrected of the Lord, that we should not be what? condemned with the world. See, God don't correct the world. And see, you have no, and see, you shouldn't be, and this is why God want me to bring this to you. We shouldn't be conducting ourselves and living in the midst of this world like the world, because the world do not judge themselves. They, it is much sin they can sin, much as they can steal, much adultery they commit, much the drug they can drug, whatever, they just go after. They don't be paying no scripture, no attention. They don't read the Bible and say, well, I got to judge myself. Well, no. Well, if you act like that, you're going to be condemned with the world. Boy, y'all.